give me all you got. Man, if you get tired, look at me, because I won't pick.
Who gets the snap? Quick throw and picked off, Brian Cushing. He's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Welcome back, Brian.
This team starting out 2-0, but it's been 2-0 for the past 5 years. Just sort of your thoughts on coming out here, you know, after going so long without a victory, being 2-0, albeit good, but probably a little cautious?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously the objective is to win every week, and I mean, anytime you're 2-0, it's a good start. But at the same time, we know the history, but, you know, we can put that all behind us last year and just get a win this week, and that's what's important to us.
You've got yourself healthy now. You've got J.J. Watt back there, the addition of Clowney, what it seemed. Just really, Tabbed is probably one of, if not the most talented front seven in the NFL. How exciting is that to know that kind of talent is back there and be a part of that?
It's exciting, but it's something we know we need to prove. You know, I think Whitney's done a great job stepping in. Obviously, J.D. will come back and do a good job. And, you know, it's anytime you know, kind of get that recognition, it's something you have to prove every single week, you know, not only to everyone else, but to yourself as well. We feel we have a very talented front seven, a very talented defense, but you're only as good as your last game, and we know that, so we go out there and just try to execute.
How has the defense, from your standpoint as an individual and as a team, sort of changed with the changing of this coaching staff?
Well, I think it was a fresh start more than anything. It was a fresh start, and not necessarily to say we had a bad defense, but we feel we can only be better. There's a lot of good guys on the defense, and we look forward to every game. It's really exciting with all the pieces that we have, and now under Romeo and, you know, myself being coached by Mike Vrabel, a guy that I looked up to playing football. It's really a special opportunity to go out there every week and kind of have this staff and these guys coming together, and it's a lot of fun.
You talked about having to prove something as a team. What about you individually? Obviously, you've been hurt. We've been sitting here discussing our mutual knee injuries. You go out last year, you go out the year before. Tough to come back from a knee injury. You've done it twice.
Yeah.
Something to prove for yourself individually?
Yeah, but, you know, I think I'd do that even if I wasn't hurt. I have a lot to prove every single game, every single practice that I partake in. It's just something in me that I always have felt, and I want to go out there and be the best me. You know, but it has been tough to come back from two knee injuries. But I feel like it's made me a stronger person, a stronger football player for it. And, you know, like I said, I'm back, and it's just exciting now.
Let's talk a little bit off the field. Obviously, life has changed for you a little bit over the last couple of years of being a dad. How has that changed, not only off the field, but bringing it to your game?
It's changed a lot off the field, and there's no question about that. I mean, it's all about them now, but it's awesome. You know, just to see my older son really grow into a little boy. And having my new son has been really special. As far as football-wise, I don't know. You know, I think the coolest part will be when they start coming to the game and really understanding the whole, you know, philosophy of football and what it's all about. You know, that'll be the most special part about it.
Heading to New York, to New Jersey, actually, where you're from, playing the Giants this week. Is there something special about going home?
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's always fun. I mean, it's a very special place to me. You know, always be home. Somewhere I played growing up. You know, I played my junior and senior state championships actually in that stadium. So there's a large part of me still there and always will be there. But you know, just the atmosphere and my family and my friends, everyone in that area, you know, 18 years of your life growing up there, you know, it's a very special place.
As you said, you played those state championships there. You played both ways. You played some running back. You played some tight end. You saw your teammate, J.J. Watt, go play a little tight end. Anything that might be maybe in the cards for you there?
I hope so, but, you know, it's going to take some convincing. You know, I think the biggest part right now is just getting back on the field and playing fully again. You know, if anything, I'm just excited to be back out there. But at the same time, you know, I see him score a touchdown. A little bit of me, you know, want to score a touchdown too. So, and know I'm very capable of doing, you know, that role. But, you know, it's awesome to see him out there doing that.
So as a defense, and you know, you look at this giant offense, you look at Eli Manning, just what are the challenges really that you see they pose for you, and what's going to take for you guys to stop them?
You know, I think the biggest thing with playing Eli Manning is really how capable he is. Yeah, they're 0-2. Yeah, they, you know, they haven't had the best start so far, but I think Eli's the kind of player that can kind of look like one player one game and completely turn it around the next, and you just hope it's not against you. So, you know, we're just going to try to do as best we can just to really just limit that, slow him down as much as possible. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons, a lot of different schemes that we haven't seen before. But for the most part, just try to, you know, contain him as best as we can.